This is Scopos. Listen as Brett Larson takes theological topics and biblical truths and applies them to our daily lives.
Have you ever been worn out? I'm not talking about the kind of tired that comes after a good workout, and I'm not really talking about when work or school has you tired from a crazy week. I'm referring to more of a deep, just about had it kind of feeling, one where you feel like you just need about a month to go to the woods and walk and think and decompress. To be honest with you, sometimes Christian work and ministry can really feel that way. If we're not careful, we can quickly become cynical or disengaged, disinterested, and negative about Christian ministry and work. When that creeps in, we begin to look at people rather than God, when we really should be looking at people through God. God loves all of us enough to provide unlimited grace and ultimate and instant forgiveness for all of our faults, past, present, and future. When we look through His lens of grace, we begin to have empathy for others rather than disdain. I've struggled with this issue at times, and Oswald Chambers' My Utmost has really helped me renew my spirit. It discusses the significance of clouds and their association with God. Clouds represent our sorrows, our struggles, bad circumstances, frustration, frustrating people. Those situations in our lives that seem to contradict God, yet it is through those clouds that God is teaching us how to walk by faith. In the Bible, clouds are often associated with God's presence. Clouds come along with God, but He always appears through them, and then the clouds seem to vanish and our focus turns solely on God. It's not that God wants to teach us something through the clouds or our trials. It's that He wants us to unlearn something. That is, He wants to simplify our relationship with Him and bring us back to that childlike faith where all that matters is Him and the rest of the noise around us is ignored. So whatever clouds are in your life today, look for God in them and then focus on Him. The clouds will blur out and your perspective will change. A changed perspective often leads to a changed circumstance.
Thanks for listening to Scopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Scopos online at WDCXradio.com.